This is Morgan Hazelwood, back again with more writing tips and writerly musings. Today, I'm here to talk to you about 9 terms that all querying authors should know. Now, the road to traditional publication is a long one. Once you and your beta readers, critique partners, have taken your novel as far as you can, and it's polished as you can make it, and you're ready to share it with the world, in traditional publishing, the next step is typically finding a literary agent with a process known as querying. So while these are the common definitions for these terms, they are not used uniformly across the board, and you may find people using these terms for different things. It would be nice if everybody would standardize and just go with my definitions, please. So, for those of you who have never queried a novel or who are new to it, here are 9 terms you'll probably encounter along the way. Obviously, number 1, querying. What exactly is querying is probably the first question you have to research when you get into this whole mess. Now, I've talked about this part of the process extensively, but querying is the process by which you select an agent, compose a query letter, send it to the agent, and wait for a response. Many agents ask for more than just a query letter. On the agency's submission page, they will describe what they want. A query package may include X number of pages from your manuscript, obviously. A synopsis of 1 to 3 pages is typical. A pitch or logline, knowledge of the target audience, or more. Originally, people would mail letters and manuscripts to the agencies. Now, some agents still accept mail, but most have moved to email or even electronic forms, like query submitter or something. So, second term, the query letter. In America, the query letter is typically less than a page. It's 3 to 4 paragraphs with 2, maybe 3, describing the story's main character and the stakes and the goals. There's another paragraph with the manuscript stats and maybe some comparison novels and one of a short bio for yourself with the relevant information. If the agency you're looking at, especially British, requests a cover letter or for picture books, it'll be similar to a query letter, but instead of 3 paragraphs on the story, it'll just be a sentence or 2. Third thing, comps. A comp or comparison novel is a novel that gives the agent a feel for what your manuscript is like. Traditional comps are less than 3 years old and in your genre, avoiding any wildly popular novels. You don't want to say, I've got the next Hunger Games or something of that nature. You can also use other comps, maybe even older ones, with things such as the court politics of Book A with the humor of Book B or that sort of thing. Next term you're going to run across is pitch or logline. While pitches can be longer than the traditional logline, which is one sentence, your pitch or elevator pitch is basically the 30-second version of your story, something pithy and tweetable. This is ineffably easier if you have something that is quote-unquote high concept, i.e. she's a war-hardened soldier and he's a street rat who's made it big time as a chef. Together, they fight crime. Or Cinderella meets Pitch Perfect in a futuristic rags-to-riches battle of the choruses. I don't know. 5th term, this whole high concept versus low concept thing. High concept just means stories that have easy-to-describe plots and those pithy pitches. Low concept stories are typically more character driven than plot driven and harder to condense. It doesn't mean one is better than the other. 6th term you're going to run across is slush pile. Despite the name, a slush pile is neither a stack of slushy or icy drinks, nor plowed snow piled up by the side of the road. Any unsolicited query, or in the short story world, magazines and anthologies, unsolicited submissions, is dubbed part of the slush pile. Agents have author clients that they are beholden to, and only a small percentage of their time is spent looking for more clients. Often getting dozens to hundreds of query letter submissions a week, the slush pile can easily get away from a busy agent. Reading these piles is sometimes even delegated to interns and agents in training, unfortunately. The seventh term I just mentioned, submissions. Submissions are when you send the full story to a publisher. If you're looking to publish a short story or poem, you're going to be, quote, submitting to publishers, not querying publishers. When you have an agent, or if you find a publisher that accepts unagented manuscripts, the agent or you is submitting your manuscript to the publishing houses. So that's just querying, getting an agent, submitting publishers. So term eight is the SASE, S-A-S-E. In the old school world of physically mailing your manuscript to agents, printing was, and kind of is, also rather expensive. So most agents wanted the manuscript returned to them if the agent was saying no. So they would include a self-addressed and stamped envelope, or a SASE, for the agency to return their manuscript at no cost to the agency. And number nine in this list of querying terms, R&R, not relaxation and rest. So some agents don't say yes or no immediately. They might see potential in the story and email or call to ask for changes to be made without guaranteeing that they'll represent you. These are known in the querying industry as revise and resubmit, or R&R. Some agents will give you feedback without asking for a resubmission, so read carefully whenever you're given an email. Standard practice is not to re-query a single agent with the same manuscript unless it has undergone a massive overhaul. And even then, it's suggested to try other agents. There's probably a reason they said no. Well, thank you for listening. These are the nine main ones I've run across. Are there any other terms that you've run across in the querying trenches that people not here in the trenches with us are unfamiliar with?
And that's all for today. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, hit that subscribe button and share it with all your friends. It goes a long way towards helping people find me. And I'll be back again next Monday with more writing tips and writerly musings. Bye-bye.